Welcome, everyone. Welcome to The Lighthouse. We are so excited to be back on air. I'm your host, Tina Godin. Along with me are Natasha Scott and Shannon Johnson. We are ready to dive into deep discussions on various spiritual and life topics and to be of service to the many seekers out there like we are. We have big news to share with you as The Lighthouse team will be airing every other Tuesday night, not just on Blog Talk Radio. Follow our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channels as we will be doing live shows on the various platforms, including mini free readings. This week's topic is intuition versus anxiety, including picking up others' energy, what is yours, what isn't, and how do we manage that? Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Tina.
Hello.
Hi,
can you
Shannon.
Guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
So good to be back with you guys.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. That is for sure. That is for sure. But our energy
yeah.
is refreshed and new, and we are so excited to be getting back to our shows, and we have some new topics to discuss and lots of different things that we'll be doing throughout each show that we do. And so keep a watch for our space. And with that, further ado, let's get into our topic, ladies. So where do we start with that? Because it's such a big, huge topic, right? So many different angles that you could take with that. So I figured we'd probably start, with how, what your viewpoint is on that, how it's different, and let us all take a turn and just chime in on that. What do you think?
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
Cool.
Awesome.
Natasha, do you want to
start?
Would
you like to kick? Yeah.
You want me to start?
Sure.
Okay. I think that, you know, we did this about intuition versus anxiety. And I think, you know, I definitely do talk to some people in my life that like to make their decisions more so from fear than faith. I would definitely see that. So I think it's a good topic to discuss. I think there's a lot of tools people can use so that they're releasing fear, or at least don't make your decisions from a place of fear. So if you feel that you're getting too emotional, there's different things you can do. One of the things you can do actually is have a shower or a bath and watch the thoughts that come to you when you're having a shower or a bath, because then you're directly connecting with source energy. So
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you,
Shannon?
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is a wonderful topic because there's just many different ways that we can look at this. So I have fibromyalgia. And fibromyalgia, one of the things that it has in its lovely list of symptoms that people track is anxiety. And being an intuitive on top of it, having to figure out, okay, is this mine? Is it anxiety because something's causing a flare-up? Or is it coming from spirit? And I'll have times that I will literally be, you know, cleaning in my house, and the shakes start, and the little heart is starting to race, and I have to go, all right. Okay, I have no reason to have anxiety in this moment, right? I'm cleaning my house. Nobody's home. Everything's cool. Why am I feeling this? Why is my heart starting to race and my hands are starting to shake and you want to go and run into the bathroom and be like, what's happening to me? And I've had to learn I have to check in. Right? This is a point. And this, whether you're intuitive and using your psychic abilities or not, this is a great way for you to begin to work with your own energy and see, is this something that's emotional, mental, physical, spiritual. So there's some times that I'll be having that moment, and I know, okay, do an emotional check-in. Do I have something that is on my mind that I'm ignoring? There's one way to check in. Is there something back there that's in that I keep shoving back into the subconscious closet and going, no, I don't want to talk to you right now? Is it that? There's an emotional way to check in. Okay, it's not emotional. All right. Knowing that I have a condition through my nervous system due to damage, all right, I need to do a physical check-in. Am I having a flare-up? Is my neck feeling stiff? Anxiety is related to the top three cervical vertebrae and discs on the physical body and the nerve conduction at those three vertebrae. So there's a physical attribute that anxiety can be related to. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not having a physical flare, I've now checked in two down, two to go, right? So then you're like, all right, brain, what the hell? What are we doing here? But usually when I'm doing this check-in, I can also be, I'm always asking, okay, spirit, all right, check in with my guides. Maybe this is spiritual. Is there someone around me that's trying to talk to me and I have my do not disturb sign up and they're over here like, can I talk to you? We're nudging into your energy a little bit more. Here we are. Are you going to acknowledge me? I'm giving you the nerves. And you're like, I'm busy. You know, and I have done that. I have spoken out loud in my house with nobody home going, all right, whoever you are, I understand you want to talk, but now's not the time. I need you to back off. And I'll push my energy bubble bigger, right? Instinct in human is to pull it in small when we're in fear. You want to push it bigger. No. We're not talking right now. I will sit down and make time for you. And if that level of the shakes and the nerves and the heart starts coming down, you've hit the nose, right? Because you've acknowledged it. If it's an emotion, if it's physical, if it's mental within you, the moment that you begin to acknowledge that there it is, begins the work of untangling it, and that also allows you to open up your intuition to listen to what your own inner guidance is telling you about it, right? That's my little ditty to kick us off. How about that?
Very nice. Very nice. Wow, yeah. So For me, I mean, I get the same things like both of you were saying. The one thing that I can say, though, for many, many years, I really couldn't tell the difference, right? I didn't know what was mine, what wasn't mine. Mm-hmm. I had no idea I was picking up other people's energy or feelings. I can remember walking in a room and all of a sudden I'm feeling, you know, sad. I can't understand it. I'm not sad. I've had a great day. You know, why am I feeling this? And we are really picking up on other people that are in the room. And if you're empathic, you're just going to do that just naturally. It goes into your energy field and your auric field, and you just absorb that emotion, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's other times, like let's say there's something, stressful going on in your life. You really don't know what choices to make or what decision to make, right? And, you know, so, you know, all of a sudden you get, like, let's say you get this image of, you know, gloom and doom, right? And you're like, oh, my God, this is a sign, or, you know, this is definitely my intuition, and I shouldn't go do that, right? Well, it might be a premonition. It might be a psychic hit or your intuition kicking in. But the big difference that I can say versus anxiety, intuition versus anxiety, is that if it's intuition, it's going to come in so quickly, you know, there's no, it's just a quick hit, right? There's no time to think about it. It is just a quick hit. anxiety will linger and it'll creep up and you'll keep thinking about it, and then you're going to analyze it, and then you're going to think about it again. And that, you know, there's that difference, right? And so if you're still unsure, you know, with the decision making or whether this is intuition versus anxiety, and you just maybe, let's say, missed that quick hit, right? Let's say you just weren't aware, whether you got a visual or you heard something or you felt something, or you know what I mean, where your senses kick in. Maybe you're just not, you're still unsure. And, you know, my suggestion is to go within. You know, with social media and all of the distractions, it's really hard to go within, right, with all of those distractions. So my suggestion is to take a day, maybe even two, have everything off, be alone with yourself and go within, connect to your higher self, connect to your spirit team, you know, ask those questions and you will receive answers back. And so that's, you know, one of the techniques that I use. You know, in order to decide whether it's intuition versus anxiety, because we all can get ourselves kind of, you know, into that little frenzy of overthinking or repetitive thought, you know, not really sure whether that was a, you know, intuitive hit or not. And the other thing, too, that I wanted to say is what happens a lot of times, and, I mean, this happens for grief, especially high anxiety. And what happens to our brain is that the amygdala, that part of your brain, you know, it goes into this, like, survival. It's, like, lit on fire, right? And it's very difficult for that amygdala to kind of dull down, right? So it is lit up. It's danger, you know. And so with the next thing that happens, it's, like, you're already to that degree, you know, at that high level of fear. And so the next thing, so you may think that you might be getting a psychic hit, right? But if your amygdala is stuck into that position, it's just natural for you to be in that high anxiety, right? So then it's even harder to distinguish what is what. It's even harder to connect to your, you know, inner guidance, your higher self, your spirit team, because it's like you are just stuck with lit up amygdala, and now where do I go? And so that's a lot of times that's where people do reach out to speak to a spiritual advisor, a therapist, you know, someone to help them in that, because decision-making in that I guess in that mindset or that condition is very difficult to do. And so you just feel like the doom and gloom. You don't know what decision to make. Lots of things are going on, and it's really difficult. And so how to calm that amygdala down is to, one, get plenty of sleep, plenty, you know, nutrition, plenty of sleep, journaling. I know, you know, through grief, just my own personal grief, I had to do a lot of writing. I had to go within, you know, and talking about that going within and, you know, allowing yourself to be in that space. Give yourself permission to be in that space and process whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it's, you know, a loss of a job, you know, a loss of a loved one, you know, changes in work, family, whatever it is that you're going through. Allow yourself to have that time to sort things through, you know, because it's a gift that you're giving to yourself. And I promise you, with practice, things do, that amygdala will calm down, you know, when you're practicing self-care techniques, and you will be able to access that intuition and inner guidance.
Good points, Tina. I was going to say, so when you were talking about the amygdala, are you pretty much talking about like a panic state, kind of?
Yeah, it's just a part of your brain where it doesn't need... The thing of it is you may know you're in a panic state or you may not. It's
right.
You may not even
right.
be consciously aware that it's that
okay.
lit up. So,
right.
you know, yeah, you feel like you could feel like you're panicking, right? Or what's the next thing that's going to happen? Or, you know, those thoughts that
right.
come in. And you may not even be aware that it's stuck in that mode. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah.
People don't realize that. And so I wanted to bring that, to the table, because sometimes people aren't aware of why they're feeling the way they're feeling. And it's because there's a physiological thing happening to their brain. And,
yes.
You know, why are they having trouble tuning in, or why are they having trouble making decisions? And it could be because of that reason right there. And,
right.
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring attention to that.
Okay, no, that's really good. And I was going to say, if someone is aware, they can do something like splash cold water on their face
mm-hmm.
to stimulate the vagus nerve, which is very calming.
Yeah.
You know, but if they're not aware, yeah, then it's more tricky ground. Yeah.
Right. No, that's a
yeah.
good suggestion, because that definitely works. I've heard of that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of my go-tos is a sprig of rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it in
nice
your hand.
Awesome.
I had gone through a kundalini back in 2015, right at the Lion's Gate time period, and not realizing how much was happening. I knew I was experiencing a kundalini, but the anxiety I was experiencing was off the charts, literally off the charts. I was going to the chiropractor. I walked around. We have a black egg, and I spent like 3 weeks in bed on and off. With this black egg, I would roll it all over my belly, my solar plexus. I mean, I was having digestive problems. I was having, everything was just through the roof. The anxiety was so insane. There were times that I was just like counting the minutes to when my husband would get home. And he would get home, and I would be like, hug me and help me get back in my body, please. Ground me down, help me get back in here, because I'm flying away with all this anxiety. It lasted like 3 weeks. It was one of the most intensive spiritual experiences I've ever had, because it was so physically intense. And I couldn't believe the amount of anxiety I was experiencing. I mean, to the point of almost having panic attacks, and I had to keep doing the check-ins and going, And a mentor friend of mine was like, are you sure you're not having a kundalini? And I was like, huh? And I had looked into it more. And for some of us, the spiritual awakening, you can have a kundalini experience in bits, like a droplets happening to you over a span of time. And your guides will do this to help you through your awakening, so it's not shocking your energy body. But it will bring up quite a bit of anxiety. And these are areas you probably hadn't noticed before in life, right? I'd never had a fear of being home. I was very comfortable being home. It's my hideaway. But when you're finding that it's something not external, sometimes you have to start going through the cues of what's happening internal. What have you been exploring? Are you expanding? Have you been doing work, self-healing work on yourself that is now bringing up some old things along with new tune-ups to your energy system that can also trigger the anxiety? And it's that blooming of the intuition. But I think part of it is that we're having to learn to decipher our energetic cues, right? For me, when I have a person, a spirit person connect to me who recently passed away and they have not passed over, they will often give me similar sensations to a panic attack that I have to check in and go, okay, this is the person I'm reading, and then perhaps a transition needs to happen, and you'll talk to them again, and you realize that that's where that anxiety was coming from, and you can fine-tune that way as well. We have to remember our energetic body, this amazing human creature that we are walking around in, we're like a great big antenna to everything around us, living, past, present, future, living, dead. It doesn't matter. We are fine-tuned to our environment and everything around us, and sometimes we're getting the overloads from more living people without realizing it than the dead ones. Some of us who work more with the dead and avoid the living, like me, you end up leaning a little more towards, okay, what's happening on that side of the coin? But I know for myself as well, like right now in this time period of what's happening in the country, what's happening globally, sometimes I get overwhelmed with anxiety and I have to do the check-in and I realize it's coming from the collective. Have you guys experienced that? How do you deal with that when it's from the collective around us?
Oh, yeah, I've definitely experienced that. You know, that's when I when it gets to be too much, I try to listen to some music that's going to, because music is, for me, I have that connection with music and it can just totally change my energy. So I'm not feeling, you know, so something soothing. Obviously, I'm not going to put rock music on. That's going to make me feel, that's going to make me feel worse, right? But I'm going to put something on to help relax me. And then what I do is I connect with, you know, with angels, and I connect with the higher vibrations, and I just, you know, so it's not only just my spirit team, but I go a little bit higher into, you know, into the spiritual realm and connect, to those beings and ask questions, and then I, you know, then I get answers back, and I, you know, so that does help calm me, because, you know, that, you know, I'm always reminded that I'm not really in control, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so,
yeah.
You know, so that's one thing with my personality, is I like to control every single aspect, right? Because I am so OCD, and I am so type A personality, and very left-brained, and so, you know, I'm always reminded for me when I connect that, you know, Tina, you can't control it, you know, and to surrender, and it's just, you know, a reminder to surrender to what is, you know, and again, it's that going within, and it's being in the present moment. If I go too far ahead, it definitely causes anxiety. If I'm real, what's happening, you know, it definitely can stir that up. And so I have to have trust and faith and surrender. And, you know, and that's, for me, that's what I do.
How about you, Natasha?
I don't go into anxiety very often, so I'm going to think hard right now, okay? Let's see. I'm usually, I always tell people I'm always in like halfway to meditation already. I'm very chill. But let me see. I guess like right now there are a lot of, you know, we're going to a new database at my office, so I'm learning a new database. But instead of panicking, and I think some people are panicking, I'm just like, kind of take it as it comes, you know, learn it as we go. And maybe I know how to do my job, maybe I don't, but everything will work out.
That's awesome.
That's pretty much my self-talk.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I really believe everything is always working out. So even if things look like they're not working out, they're still working out, right?
Right,
so
that's right.
I think, like rolling with it, acceptance, and just doing your best too. So you have to do the active side of, you know, doing your best. But then when you look at it, you got to step back and just be like, is this even what I want, or do I want to head in a different direction anyway? Because if you see a lot of resistance and opposition, then maybe you're being guided somewhere else. So got to be tuned into that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have, I like my rose water. Like, I have it right now with me because it'll raise my vibration so that I can connect with my higher self better. What else do I like to do? I like to listen to 528 hertz. You know, if I'm making jewelry or something, the rose water is around, and the meditation music as well keep me in a high vibration. Because sometimes people are like, can you make me a bracelet? Can you channel it through? And I'm like, okay. So anyway, those things tend to keep me pretty calm. And I was going to say something important that I think people overlook. Just make sure you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables every day.
Yeah.
Really pay attention to your diet, because that really will affect your nervous system. Because you've got those people who will be eating chips and chocolate bars and drinking pop and don't know why they're hyper and confused. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So very, very important, like what you're eating, what you're drinking, and all that. And then you're supporting your body properly too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That just came to me for some reason, but I was thinking about how people eat, and it's like, oh yeah, but I need to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't realize how powerful we are with the intention of the energy that we have. Because even with food, you don't have to have taken Reiki. You don't have to have taken Pranic Healing. You don't have to have studied or picked up anything. And you can infuse your food with high vibration. You can infuse your food with love. You can infuse your food with the intent of nourishment and health. And we don't realize, but the power of that intent and energy that we infuse into what we're eating will be completely absorbed within the body. And that's one of the ways that everybody has the power to influence their own physical health, all four bodies, just through the intent of what you're eating. If you're eating that apple, really think about that apple. Thank the tree for the apple that you're eating. You know, the thought, the intent, you know, how juicy it is, how good it is on your tongue. It's like the best apple. You know, this translates inside, because some of our anxiety can also stem from very poor self-talk. And sometimes we don't realize what our self-talk is, right? Because there, again, you have to acknowledge something in order to begin to understand it. And language for us has become like just a standard of being, not realizing that every word, every intention of our words has an energy and a power to it, including, especially, the one in the mirror. So if I go in the fridge and I'm like, well, darn, I guess I'm just going to eat this tomato. I mean, look at it. It's just, you know, yeah, I picked it yesterday off the vine. Well, all right. That is what my body is receiving. That whole attitude, blah, right? But if I look at that tomato and I'm like, you're going to be so good. I'm going to get so much goodness out of this. Look at how nice and juicy you are. Oh, you've been so wonderful on the plant. Thank you, plant, for what you did. Oh, this is going to be delicious. All of that intent is now going inside of me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole language of, you know, what you eat is what you are. Also comes with that intent and the language we use with ourselves. So it all becomes this bundle. If we're continually feeding ourselves the junk because we have poor self-image, or we have whatever it is about our food or our diet, or, you know, God, I'm just always going to be so fat, that energy and intention is going to stay with you, and you can have anxiety and panic attacks from those clogged thoughts. So you can start off with something very simple of just changing how you talk to yourself about what you're eating. Like for me, the word diet is a four-letter word. It ain't the F word. diet is my biggest number one four-letter word. It is not in my it's a bye-bye word, no more. Because that word would give me anxiety. Because it gave me that poor self-image. It was used in a societal context that grew that stem. And I had to change how I looked at it and then change how I looked at me and went, okay, no, food is not bad. Food is good. And I'm good for eating it. But I need to change my intention. Changing my intention of it drops the anxiety about my weight, the anxiety about my self-image, and my body responded in a positive manner, and that in turn comes out in the mirror. What you guys got to add for that?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, you know, it's funny. It's growing up, my mother would always say, you know, she'd cook a meal and she said, she made it with love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but she really did. She would talk to the meal. This is going to be so good, right? This is going to be delicious. And in thinking back to all the things, and it's funny how that shapes, because I do the same things when I'm preparing something or I'm eating something. Oh, you know, and I mean, even like you mentioned the tomato, we just, you know, pick some tomatoes right from the vine. And I thought to myself, oh, you look so good, tomato. I can't, you know, so it's hilarious. But yeah, it's so true how we that intention that we put into our food, which is then ingested in our body, you're right, it has an effect on us as well. And that anxiety piece for sure, there's that correlation.
Yeah.
And now everyone's going to know that we're the secret tomato talkers. Do you talk to your tomato? We need to do like a commercial.
Oh, my God.
You're growing them wrong.
That's hilarious.
But see, we all know you're supposed to talk to your plants, right?
Mm-hmm. You are. It's so true. It's very true.
And so, yeah, we talk to our tomato plants, or I go out and talk to the tomato plants. and, you know, when there's a nice one growing, I'm always like, ooh, look at you. You're so cute. Oh, I can't wait to eat you. I know I sound hilarious outside if any of my neighbors ever heard me, you know, but I do. I'm like, oh, look at you. Oh, you're so plump. Oh, you know. I didn't years ago. You know, I mean, when I was a young woman, I didn't do any of that stuff. It was not on my radar. And I really struggled, you know. I struggled with my diet. I struggled with my emotions. I had a lot of anxiety, a lot of stuff going on back then. And I think about it now going, I should have been talking to my food and my plants and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I would have felt better. But we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, when I get in from getting groceries, and because it's summer, I try to hit the market and, you know, get all the Ontario-grown food. As soon as I bring it through the door, I always, you know, put an intention on all the food and all the fluids that I've bought to, I basically bless them or cover them in golden energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do that every time I come in from the grocery store so that it's, you know, healthy nutrition for me, my son, and the cat.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So it's a good habit. I think it makes a big difference.
Oh, it does.
Oh, sure. Plus, you're doing that visualization, and it becomes natural. You know, becomes a habit. It's just something you always do, and that's good.
Yeah.
Becomes automatic. You know, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. You know what I was going to say, too?
Mm-hmm.
On the intuition piece, you know, The other thing, too, is that when you're going within and you're trying to make that decision or whatever, you're being presented with something, there's two things that I notice about my own body. I don't know if you guys experience this, but for me, what it feels like let's say someone says, Tina, do you want to go to this cookout next week and whatever, right? It's in another state, right? So I have to travel and all that. And if my body automatically, like if it feels, if my shoulders come in, like down, you know what I mean? My shoulders go down and I kind of like pull myself in a little bit. My gut, and I'm, you know, pay attention to that gut, because what that's telling me is that doesn't feel good, or that I shouldn't be doing that. And so your body will respond also. And if it's, you know, something that's good and you know what I mean? You're
mm-hmm.
it's so strange. So you'll just have that feeling of kind of like flowing, alignment. It'll feel good. It feels free. It feels, you know what I mean? There's nothing negative attached to it. And so your shoulders are up and you know what I mean? You're kind of up straighter. And so, you know, you don't have that gut feeling.
Your attention.
You guys hear that? I don't know, my computer is talking. <I'm sorry about that. laughs> What is that? So your gut will feel that feeling as well. So pay attention to your gut, and because it never is wrong. And once you have that practice of sensing your gut and sensing what's you know, negative or positive. And, you know, you can practice yourself. You can ask yourself yes or no questions, right? Or practice with someone else and do that and kind of feel the way your body responds to things. You know, so there's just that. I wanted to just mention that on that intuition piece as well.
Yeah. Another good way to do it, too, if you want, you can also, you know, you're asking yourself or you're asking your team, you can ask when you're doing these check-ins, you can ask them, you know, lean me forward for yes or push me back for no. I've done it before, you know, one hand or the other. But sometimes the movement, the body movement, you know, lean me left, negative, lean me right, positive, because masculine on the right is a positive charge. Feminine on the left is a negative charge, and we're neutral in the center. So sometimes using your own body language and asking your spirit team, you know, okay, just kind of give me that nudge and let yourself fall whatever direction you feel, or even if you notice you just suddenly are like your head is tilted. Because, yeah, that whole gut, you have a second brain. The neurotransmitters are located in the solar plexus area of the body. And that whole, you know, feel it in your gut thing is real. That is the link of your intuition to the pineal gland through the body. So, you know, if it's making you feel nauseous and seasick, you should probably pause and rethink whether you really want to take this adventure. If it's feeling like it's kind of tightened up in that excitement, not tightened up in the, oh, I'm going to puke, but, you know, the other one, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm nervous, but, oh, I'm really kind of excited kind of thing, then you move with it. Allow yourself to go with it. And, you know, one of the other things I'd like to let people know, too, is, you know, when you're having those moments and you're really needing to do your check-ins, but you almost feel like your heart is about to jump out of your chest, whether it's your intuition or your anxiety, take a moment and put your right hand over your heart area. And then put the left one over top. And just breathe for a couple of seconds. And you'll notice that everything kind of slows down for a moment. It's almost like freezing time within yourself, real brief. And it'll calm everything enough that then you can go, okay, gut, what are you telling me? Right? And it also allows us that moment that we can connect the brain with the heart and the solar plexus and go, okay, mental, you need to hang on a second. We need to hear from these other sources first because, yeah, you may think it's a great idea, but I got all these other things over here going, not so much. We need to stop and pause. There's nothing wrong with pausing. And I think that's something we lose as children and as we grow up, that there's nothing wrong with pausing and going, I need to check in with myself about this. Does this really feel good to me or not? You know?
Very good advice.
Yeah, very, very good. That's awesome.
I just wanted to relate everything that we've been talking about is really important with all the stuff that's going on the world stage right now. All these things that we were talking about will help you to recalibrate and center yourself. And just when you're looking at the news, and there can be bad news, that does not have to affect your everyday life. You can still live every day to the fullest and enjoy yourself because you're still creating your own little universe every day by what you focus on. I wanted to add that.
Oh, I love that. That's so true. It's so important. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very much so.
Very much. All right, ladies. We have a full line of callers for this evening for some readings. Are you guys ready to do some readings?
Yes.
Let's roll.
Okay, here we go. We are, now listen, everyone. Listen for the area code that I say here. We'll start with this one here. This is area code 651. Hi, 651. Hi. You're live on the air. What is your name?
Hi, this is Christiana calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can we help you this evening?
I was wondering, do you see me moving to Minneapolis in by next year sometime? Or this year?
Okay. Who wants to start, ladies? Anna, do you want to start? Would you want me to start?
Go ahead and start, Tina.
Okay. So right away I picked up, the feeling that I got was, I feel like the move is going to happen, but I feel like it's going to be a little ways away. I don't feel it's within this year. And I'm also feeling, would you understand, like, I'm moving for work? Would you understand that with that move?
No.
Okay.
At least not.
I feel
not
like,
at
the, not at the moment. I feel like this is going to be a move for work. Like there's going to be an opportunity. That's going to be coming up for you. I don't feel the opportunity is right now in this moment. But I feel like that's going to be coming up, and I feel like it's going to be coming up in the winter. I see the month of January for 2023 for you. And it feels like it is definitely work-related. Let me see if there's anything
okay.
else coming through. Okay. Now, you're in Minnesota, you said?
Yes, I am.
You're in Minnesota at the moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see winter because I'm just checking in with the season, and I am seeing winter with that, and I feel like new beginnings are going to come up in the winter for you. I'm also picking up on a gentleman in spirit for you. Would you understand a father figure for you, a grandfather figure?
I'm not sure about my dad because I was never in touch with him. So I don't know if he's alive or not. But my grandpa is in spirit.
Okay. I'm picking up on a gentleman in spirit. He does feel father-like to you. So would this grandfather been father-like to you? Would you understand that?
Maybe when I was, like, really, really, really little.
Like okay.
A toddler.
Okay. And he would have been on mom's side. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I feel like he would have passed of the cart-related. Would you understand that as well with him?
He was actually in a car accident.
He was in a car accident. Do you know if there was something with his heart, though? Did he have a heart condition?
I don't know.
Okay. I am seeing him having some trouble walking in addition. So I don't know if even before the car accident he had some trouble with his legs. But that's the feeling that I get with him. And I'm also getting the month of May with him, so that would have been significant to either a birthday or the month of his passing. Do you understand the month of May with him?
I have to check in with my mother about this stuff, so I'm not sure.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. I just want to, he's coming in and stepping forward for you. You know, you're asking about the move, and then all of a sudden he had just come in when I started focusing on the work and the move for 2023. And he's giving me a thumbs up for you. Now what's going to happen is you're going to hesitate. And that's why he's coming forward, because he's just letting me know to let you know to take the opportunity and not to overthink it. I feel like you may be an overthinker, or would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Okay, good. Okay, so he's telling me that you're this overthinker, and he doesn't want you to overthink this move, because it's going to be a surprise for you. Basically, it's going to be when you're not expecting it to happen, and it's going to be one of those situations where you'll think about it and you'll keep thinking about it, and then not really know, really what to do with that. But there's new beginnings with this move, with this work move especially. Okay. And I'll leave that with you. Shannon, do you have anything?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You had asked about moving to Minneapolis, and I kept asking, trying to look around that area, because I kept getting pulled away from it as Tina was reading for you. And they're leaning me towards outside the city. Like, there's going to be a job opportunity coming up. Yes, the work-related move, it's not appearing as work-related yet, but I'm hearing the opportunities are coming in the fall. That's going to prompt the transition. And they're showing me commuting, not just commuting into the city, but I'm seeing, like, telecommuting. So you'd be working in one town, telecommuting to the city. I keep seeing a five-year plan, or perhaps it's the month of May because the number five keeps coming up as well. I'm hearing with this new opportunity, it's like a whole life opportunity. And this must be why Grandpa is being so present for Tina, because I'm hearing it's not just about work. This is going to bring new life changes that have a lot of excitement coming in for you with this, because it looks like this is also going to bring that big city move into play once you're established, if that makes sense.
Okay, so, like, moving from one, relocating and then relocating again?
Yes, sort of, yes.
Oh.
It's more like this, the relocation initially is what's going to bring many bigger opportunities as you are established. So, like, they're showing me telecommuting. I also see you getting on airplanes. So I don't feel like you're going to be limited to the region of Minneapolis, and that's why I kept getting pulled away from it. Like, not pulled away, but, like, bigger view of it.
Oh.
Okay, which is telling me, like, look, you're not going to be just sitting in Minneapolis. They want you outside of the city in a nice little place. You're going to be telecommuting and getting established in this area that allows you work in the city as well, but they keep bringing me in a bigger aerial view, which to me, for me, that is usually signifying travel. That means you're going to be moving in and out from that area. So it doesn't necessarily mean a second relocation as much as they're showing me travel with this new adventure. Now, like, this is life adventure, not work. It's related to work, but they don't want you to, like, focus on, oh, good, I'm doing to work like a drone. This is excitement, new beginnings, new opportunities. And there's this travel factor that comes into play once you're established at this new location that's linked to your career. Make sense? And I think that's why your grandfather is saying, don't shy away from it. It may not present as big as it's going to become. Okay, it's going to be presented much more of like, oh, yeah, that'll be nice, and that'll give me a good launch, but it's what happens once you get there. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Natasha?
Yes. Christina, how have things been going for you right now? Because I pick up that things could be better.
Yeah. I guess you could say my relationship isn't my romantic relationship with my significant other isn't exactly how I want it to be, the situation. I'm not really going to get into that on air, but the situation isn't really the best.
Okay. Okay, so the information I'm getting for you is I feel like you're in a rut right now and you're frustrated with some things in your life, and I think you need to change up the energy. You need to find people to have fun with. I don't know if you exercise or not. You need to exercise to get those endorphins going in your body. So what will happen is you make these changes and you feel more happy, you're going to create things you want to see much faster. And, you know, not focusing on any roadblocks you're dealing with right now. Just go have fun. And you're going to see the changes come about pretty quickly. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I feel like I hear your tone of voice. I can really read people's tone of voice. You need some fun. You need lightheartedness. Go to the Humane Society. Go hang out with the animals, like anything that makes you activate your heart chakra, you know, and then add fun into that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the sound of that. I used to volunteer taking care of feeding baby squirrels.
Aww.
So,
yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Just go do things like that because you're gonna put yourself on your higher path. I'm not saying you're on a lower path. I'm just saying you could be on a better one.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? Yeah, so it'll lift up your path. Yeah, that's my information for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I hope that helps, darling, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, I did. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Let's see here. I was trying to say darling and honey at the same time. Oh, it came out funny. That's all right. All right. The next one we have up is area code 614. 614, you're live on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, 614. Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to get... Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay, sorry.
We can hear you.
I thought you could hear. My name is Filson. I'm calling from Ohio.
I'm sorry. What is your first name?
I guess I... Filson, it's like Wilson with an F, like Friday.
Oh, Filson? Oh, nice. Okay. All right. How can we help you this evening?
Thank you. I would love, like, any messages from my loved ones on the other side, because I've recently been making a lot of change, what they think about it, or they haven't gotten.
Okay. Did you guys catch that, Natasha and Shannon?
Yeah. Yes, I heard it. I heard her question.
I only caught
okay,
a piece.
I don't know. I only caught a piece as well. Okay.
She wants to hear from people on the other side.
Okay. Filson, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
You can hear me still? So you want to connect to somebody on the other side? And what was the last part of that you said?
Yeah. Because I've been making a lot of changes, and I wanted to know what they think of it.
What they think of the changes. Okay. All right. There we go. That's the missing piece. Okay. Let me zoom in here. Okay. The first person that steps in, Filson, I'm going to say this would be a grandmother figure. She comes in she has a very strong personality. I want to just, you know, spend a lot of time with her, life at the party. Would you understand that with your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay. And would this grandmother be on mom's side as well? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Would you also understand with her? She wouldn't have any trouble telling you what you're doing wrong, or do you understand that with her?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's the reason why she's coming in too, because of the changes that you have been making. Because she's that person that's going to tell you without a filter. She is just going to tell you the truth. She is, there's no sugarcoating anything. And you understand this with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, she's telling me that the first thing that I hear from her is it's about time. it's about time. So I don't know exactly what you were procrastinating on, or wouldn't make a decision on, but there's something. It's about time. And she has her hands on her hips, and she's just kind of giving you that little nudge there. You know, I've been watching you all this time. It's about time. You understand that with her? What that means?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. She's definitely happy. I hear a cat. Whose cat is that? I have a thing with
cats.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Natasha, that's hilarious. Not a problem at all. You know, it's not. Spirit will always do things like that, where an animal will come in. I don't know if you've been thinking about getting a cat, Filson. or if your grandmother liked cats.
Or did you lose a cat? Did a cat pass? Because I've been sitting here writing paws. And I'm like, is it pause, P-A-U-S-E, or pause? And I'm like, nope, it's P-A-W-S, pause. pause. We got pause. And then Natasha's kidding me out.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All the synchronicities.
So funny.
So, Felton, yeah. What's with the cat? Kitty cat? Or was that a nickname for you? That your cat?
No, I don't have any cats, and so I don't know. I don't know.
That's
but
right.
I do like cats.
Kitty cat.
Maybe your grandmother had cats. I don't know. But she's I don't know. She that's hilarious. But anyway, back to what she was saying. She was with her hands on her hips, and let me just tune back into her. So let's see here. Yeah. You know, these decisions that you've been making, she's very happy about these decisions. And again, she's reiterating it's about time. She's showing me a gentleman, too. So do you understand what she's not saying too much about him? She's not happy about something. Do you understand what she means by that? And we are live air, so I don't want to be repeating anything that you wouldn't like to. Do you understand this?
Yeah. You can. I'm pretty open. You can say anything, but... I think the thing that I've been procrastinating on is ending a toxic relationship. So I think
That's what she's talking about with me because she is showing me this gentleman, and you know she's not very approving of it. You know, she's it's weighed you down is what I'm hearing, and she's weighing you down. So I would say that you're still in this relationship, or it just you know so it. It I'm not sure if you're still in the relationship at weighing or it has weighed you down. And so she's just letting you know that she is with you. She is helping you make these decisions. And she's definitely your go-to person. And whenever you're feeling undecided or weary, that she is right there with you. And just to reach out to her and talk to her because... You know, she is going to show you signs. She has so much energy. I just want to tell you how powerful that she is and how, you know, just how strong that her energy is. I mean, I'm seeing lights in the kitchen flickering. I'm seeing, and she's trying to get your attention. She's doing all kinds of things to get your attention. She's very much up in your business, okay? So I wanna let you know. You're doing a great job, and she's very happy about it. She sends a lot of love to you. I don't know if you had a nickname. She just said something and it's kind of blurry. I didn't get it. It wasn't enunciated enough for me. But I don't know if there was a special nickname she had with you. Do you understand that with her?
No, I mean this grandmother. I believe it's my mom's biological mother. I don't think I wasn't on the earth while she was on the earth at the same time. I feel I just always felt connected to her. If that makes sense.
Does
so
she have a nickname for
I didn't
your
have a
mother? That's okay. Was there a special nickname for your mother?
I don't know of one. If she did.
Okay. All right. It was quick in passing. But she's like a Kiki or something like that, or like a, I don't know if you want to talk to your mom and ask your mom, but like a Kiki.
My mom's name is like similar to Kiki. It's like, it starts with a K. So that sounds right.
What is it? What is your mom's name, if you don't mind me asking?
Her name is Kagal.
Okay, so there you go. That's it right there. That's it. That's it. So she's just acknowledging your mom as well when she was a little girl as well, too, because that's what I was seeing was a little girl in this nickname. And then I heard the nickname, and it just kind of went by me really quickly. So she's with your mom as well, and that's what she just wants you to be aware of, okay? She's with the both of you. She loves you very, very, very much. And, you know, she's going to keep guiding you on this earth, and she's going to keep making herself known to you. And she's very... very happy with the decisions that you've been making and with this relationship. She just wanted me to reiterate that one last time to you, okay? And I will leave that with you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, I was agreeing. I knew it was not a good idea to be in that relationship. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hi, Phyllisen. So the pause. See, over here going, okay, what are we doing with these paws? And your guide is telling me, yes, it's paws, like P-A-W-S. And there, he keeps presenting me with an orange tabby cat. So I'm not sure if you've had one in the past.
Have you ever had an orange tabby cat? No, I haven't,
but
it might do that,
have you? Okay, because I'm being told from your guide, he keeps showing me this orange tabby cat. I'm being told this is a helper coming into you. So if you've had the idea or the thoughts of possibly getting a cat, you're going to know when you meet this orange tabby cat. It may be brought into your awareness through a post, or I feel like this is going to be an adoption of a stray, like through Humane Society or the animal shelter or somebody's rescued some kittens kind of thing, that this kitty is going to, like, just crawl into your lap and melt, and you're going to just melt right along with this little baby. And your guide is telling me paws is very important for you. And this is the name he's using for this soul, this kitty. This is a helper specialist guide who is coming in as a cat to be a helper to you, to help you complete the changes that you have initiated. But there's a couple hard ones that are really hard on your heart to make. And so this helper is going to help you through the healing process. And I'm being told it's not just about that. It's also for the next stages that you're going to be branching into for your own self-discovery. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As I'm being shown, like, you've been, your heart, you put, like, several boxes in it that have different keys. And so you were thinking about, like, kind of putting a big old armor truck around it. And Kitty is going to help you not do that. That's what Kitty is about. Mm-hmm. Kitty is going to help you not do that, but slowly work through those boxes, removing the keys, and helping you to process and clean so that the many new relationships that are awaiting your arrival at the intersections will have the... I'm being told to use the word voracity, like a lion, ferocious, and exciting, I guess. Opportunities, because these aren't just romantic relationships. They're showing me several connections that all come in a really good timing. But Kitty's going to help you first with some healing work. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And I love the paws. A big paws. Big paws. Natasha? Did Natasha be able to make it back in? Tina?
She's showing on there. You there, Natasha?
She probably went to do something with her cat.
No, she's on there twice. Okay, she's on here twice. You're going to need to pick her up again. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Natasha, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just was going to say that Tilson's grandmother's energy was very strong because I got thrown off the call twice. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, so what is your name again, sorry?
My name is Filson, like Wilson, but with an S, like Friday.
Oh, right. Okay, you're still on the phone. Okay. I just was going to say what I pulled some angel oracle cards for you. So I see new beginnings. I see you focusing on different things that are going on, but the big thing I'm seeing here is forgiveness. It looks like you need to do forgiveness work, and I'm not clear on whether it's, I assume it's with other people, but also with yourself. Does that resonate?
Yeah. It does.
So what does forgiveness mean to you? How would you define it?
Being compassionate towards myself and understanding that nobody's perfect and I made some poor decisions, but I was just doing the best that I could at the moment. And now I know better.
Yep.
And not to be hard on myself, yeah.
Yeah, and also with others, too. Just because when people think forgiveness, they always think, oh, it's like letting that person off the hook. It's not that at all. It's just about having compassion and understanding for why they made those choices. Because when people hurt us, it's generally because they're making decisions from fear. So if they weren't in a state of fear, they probably would not hurt us. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing, that you do need to work on forgiveness for people around you, yourself. But besides that, just enjoy the new beginnings that are coming in because there's lots of cool stuff coming in for you.
Well, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see here. We have area code 856.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, 856. You are live.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? What is your name and how can we help you this evening? Oh, the call got dropped. Okay, let's try another area code here. Let's see here. Oh, there she is again. 856. Okay. Hi, 856.
Hi.
You're on live.
Hi, how are you?
Lost you there for a minute. I'm good. What is your name?
Yeah.
And where are you calling
it's Rosemaria
from?
Rosemaria. I'm New Jersey.
What is it?
Rosemaria from New Jersey.
Rosemaria, how can we help you this evening?
Whatever we can get for relationship. I'm losing patience for anybody to come in long term. That makes sense.
Yeah. Let me just tune in here and see what comes up for you. I feel the need to pull a card with you. Let me just go into my deck here. Would you understand it being over 2 years since you've been in the relationship? I am getting the number two. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So two cards came flying out of my deck for you, and the first card that came in was creativity, and that's about movement, music, writing, following your passion, freeing your inner child, and it shows a younger person playing a violin on the card. I know you can't see it,
But that, what that tells me and how I feel about this card with you and your question about relationships is going within and also just opening up that creativity part of yourself. Because it feels like it may have, it, you know, be blocked a little bit. Do you understand that at all, what that means?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm
okay.
Tired of doing it.
Okay, because I feel like there's some blocks there within that, and I feel like if you kind of open up that creative side, that that's going to open up other things for you as well. It's kind of like it just moves that energy within yourself. And I do feel like, you know, it feels like, I don't know if you would like to do dancing or something like that, or some social event where you're creative, art or something like that. But I feel like you're going to be meeting somebody in that capacity, in, you know what I mean, in something in creative. So whether it's cooking or whether it's dancing or artwork or something like that, I feel like it gives you that opportunity for that person to be pulled into your life. Okay, and the second card that I got for you with dream. And so it's connecting to self and spirit, believing in the power of your dreams, guidance and direction. And so this card really, you know, resonates with me as well for you, because I feel like in your dream state to just put out those thoughts in your dreams, and then you're going to get guidance from your higher self and from your spirit team when you're in the dream state. As to, you know, direction and guidance and what to do with that. But I do feel like someone will be coming in for you, but I feel like we have to work on these blocks, open up that creativity, and just opening up new possibilities for you. Okay, and with that, I'll leave that with you. Anna? Shannon, are you there?
Yeah, I had to unmute myself, sorry. I'm a little distracted because we have a little guest joining in on this one. Our lovely Mr. Ryan Adragna has popped in and is going, Rosemary, 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 you need a ooze. You need to breathe and release. You need to breathe and release. There's some old baggage, girl, that you got locked up, and that stuff needs to be burned. You need to burn those old bags from those old past relationships, and then hug a nice tree and go, ooh, Ryan, you're killing me over here, dude. There's also a guide present for you with Ryan, and I'm being shown a, you have not felt like you really belong here, do you? Do you often feel like
No. You
just don't feel like you jive with what's happening here in the human world? Is that a yes?
I know I don't belong in the U.S. anymore, so I'm just getting the other one to stop what he's doing, if that makes sense, or let me go.
Yeah, but, like, what I'm being told from the guide is almost like you've had a frustration sometimes of, like, what do these humans really think we're supposed to be doing here? Like, you get frustrated being human sometimes. Does that make sense to you?
Just fed up with stuff, yeah.
Okay. And I bring this up because the guide, I didn't want to freak you out at first, because the guide that I'm being shown presents to me as a tall white. We refer to them as the tall white aliens. They're very ethereal, I guess, to say. Very, their energy for me is very, very silky, but they're very heady. They have very deep thoughts. And he's telling me this has been one of your frustrations this time is that sometimes even the simplest relationships have frustrated you because it's like, can't you get through your own, you know, your own skull? Don't you get it? Kind of frustration. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And he wants you to know that this is an attribute for you to work with, okay? He knows it's been very frustrating for you for many years now with this. But the healing journey that Tina was mentioning and what Ryan was mentioning here, he says he's going to be helping you with this, especially if you do some through journaling, where you're going to be writing these thoughts, even though sometimes you feel like they're very obscure and strange. He says, because it's almost like you're an observer of what humans do, especially the men on Earth. he says, so write in those journals about it. You can burn what you need to burn to help release some of this old stuff. This is how you're going to free yourself up to allow a better creative flowing communication relationship with the next partner coming in. And he's showing me someone who is actually going to be a little more in line with who your soul nature is, which does lean towards the tall whites more often. You volunteered here this time to help us, but sometimes the stupidity of humans just gets to you a little bit and you just want to, you know, punch them in the... he says punch them... Oh, Ryan's correcting me. Punch them in the nuts. Okay, we're going with it. So he says he wants you to look at yourself as being a musical instrument and you're out of tune, like an out-of-tune guitar or piano. And so the more that you work on this healing part for yourself, it's going to help you become more attuned internally and externally, and that creative flow is going to pop in. And that's how you're going to get this other person brought into the picture. Okay? Ooh, oh. And that's what I have for you this evening. Wow. Natasha?
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. Hang on.
Cool.
The music keeps coming up with this reading. That's what I'll say, because... when we first started out, I did the cards right away, and music was one of the cards I pulled up. So that's connecting for you to listen to a certain kind of music or dance to a certain kind of music. Have you been dancing or listening to music very much in the past little while?
I've been hearing music when I drive or stuff like that.
Okay. So, yeah, this is about... incorporating it so it brings you joy. I would be adding dancing to it.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, between my voice and the cat, oh my goodness. Be quiet, kitty. Yeah, you need to bring that. I also pulled the cards called spiritual growth. There's just, when you're listening to music, it hits a part of your brain that talking or thinking does not. It opens up your creative side. It makes you more creative about your decision making, so that you're making higher vibration decisions for your everyday life. I also pulled up the freedom card for you as well. And you have to look right at your life right now and ask yourself, where don't you feel free? And how can you reframe it so that you do feel free? Does that resonate?
Yeah, it's just, I just need to be in a relationship right now before my clock ticks away and it's not happening. So I just let shit go and it's not happening,
yeah.
If that makes sense. So it has to happen now.
Why does it have to happen now? Why?
I need
to have to happen now.
to have my family and all before time runs out. If that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'll tell you. You know, if you're meant to have children, you will have those children. And I think that, you know, women that take care of themselves really well can have children up to the age of 40, no problem.
I'm right? past that now, so. So, yes. Button gear.
Yeah, but, you know, everything happens or doesn't happen for a reason. There's always bigger things at play. Just focus on enjoying yourself, because when you enjoy yourself, that's how you attract the things you really want in life. But, like, you know, when you put that pressure on yourself, I have to have a relationship now, my biological clock is ticking, you're taking the fun out of it. And you have to bring the fun back in, because fun and laughter is very high vibration, and it attracts to you what you would like.
Got it.
Okay.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much, Rosemary. Have a good night, and I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay.
All three of us.
All right, ladies.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It was awesome. We have time for one quick one.
Okay.
Before our show ends, we'll take, let's see here, 413. You were live on the air. Hello, 413.
Hello.
Mom, is that you?
It is.
I didn't even know. Hi, Mom. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Do you want a reading this evening?
Hi. I do.
You do? Okay. I can't read you, Mom, but Shannon and Natasha can read you if you'd like.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a question?
I was wondering what life changes is ahead for me.
Okay.
What life changes are ahead?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's your first name? I'm sorry, Dina's mom.
My name is Giselle.
Say that again.
Giselle.
Giselle?
Yes. Yeah. Giselle. All right. You want to go ahead, Natasha?
Okay. Do you have a soulmate in your life already right now?
No.
Okay, because I did pull the soulmate card. So I'm seeing that a soulmate will be entering your life. Now, it could be romantic. It could be friendship. I don't know which way it's going to come in. But it is going to come in. And how are you doing with self-acceptance?
Okay.
Yeah. You're pretty comfortable with who you are?
I am.
Okay, good. I see a lot of positive things for you. So I would just, you do make a lot of your decisions from the heart, correct?
I do.
Yes. So just keep doing that, because it seems to me you're attracting what you want, like, pretty smoothly. You're holding a pretty solid vibration. So I see lots of good things coming in for you. That's what the Oracle cards are telling me. You can
Very
go ahead,
nice.
Hello? Am I here?
We can hear you.
Yeah, here.
Oh, okay.
They're all here.
I thought I disappeared again. Okay. Now, I know a lot because I've read Fratini. Fratini. Oh, my goodness. Did somebody used to call you that? So, I'm like, okay, guys, you gotta, like, push away. I need some. I guess, goodness, it's busy. All right. There's a lot of good changes going on. There's a couple hiccups. But I'm being told the hiccups are motivators for you, because sometimes you tend to, like, push back on some of the changes. And there's been a lot of big ones happening for you. So I'm hearing every time you're given a hiccup, this is for you to pause and check in and take a big deep breath and pull up your big girl panties and take the next step. Stop holding yourself back from your beautiful, beautiful self. And you know that there's some new babies that have to come into the picture, and unless you pick them pants up, they're not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying really hard. Oh, boy. There's a few choice cuss words along with this, and I'm trying to be really kind here. I'm like, not because we're on radio, but she's so funny. Dying, because there's, like, I'm hearing about there's a new pig and little baby pot belly pig, and she needs to come live with you. Not sure where the pig is at the moment, but you need to have this pig. She's the cutest little thing. She's kind of like, looks like a little Porky Dalmatian. Okay. That's the way they're showing the pig. But, yeah, and she's going to have quite the personality. And this is to help get you moving. You got it. Okay. Who likes to show you the old granny panties that are like the size 56 big old monger things that you would hang on the wall? Because whoever this is, they keep pulling out this big-ass pair of granny panties. I keep being told you have to pull them up, even if you got to wrench them with a belt around your waist. Pull them bad boys up. Pick that chin up. There's babies happening, Mama, and you, they're coming for you on the farm. I know you have a farm. So that's what I keep being shown about, and this is part of your new adventures, because you're going to be getting a little more social. You're going to be having more people around. And, but watch out for your pig. He lives inside and outside, and there's a gentleman caller that she is not going to like and keep pushing away, and you need to pay attention to that.
Okay.
There's something about this gentleman that I feel like a farmhand. I feel like someone's like, hey, my nephew, he could come help you. And you're like, and the pig keeps chasing the farmhand. You need to get him off of the farm. Okay? She's like,
yep.
That's what I'm being told. So pay attention to the pig when she shows up. I've never seen a pig so much in my life. And she's adorable. I mean, I see, like, cats cuddle with her, the dog, the pig, you know, they're like this big old pile on the living room floor, just chilling.
I used to have one.
That's what I have.
Yeah, she used to have one.
Yeah.
You did have one. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe she's coming back again.
So good, babe.
Which could be. But I've never seen a grown man chased by a pig. So I have to say that's comedy to for Spirit to show is, you know, she's like really doesn't like this young man and chases him off.
Oh, boy. I wonder who that could be.
Yeah, it feels like it's a year or two away for him to show up because it's kind of like after everything's settled and you're starting to get, because I feel warm weather and everything, new babies come in. I see kittens and other furry loves. Not sure if you have water on your land, but I'm seeing some ducks showing up. But this pig is special. So you
it's
need
so
a,
funny.
When you are presented with the pig is special.
Oh, this happened in the past. I had ducks. I had pigs.
I know. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Okay. So, with this DG trying to remind you of the past?
Maybe.
And that's what you can also be looking forward to in the future? The laughter and the fun. But I'm telling you, this pig is coming back. The pig is coming
wow.
back.
Okay. Oh, boy.
The pig is special. This is a helper soul to you. So the pig is special. But, yeah, she's coming back for a second round to live with you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All these wonderful little things that I'm seeing. So, yeah, maybe that's what the message is from Gigi is, you know, the memories of the past are also the new beginnings of the future. So don't be surprised when the fur babies start coming.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Mom. I'm going to put you on hold here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies. Okay, that is the conclusion of our show. We are grateful to all of you who have tuned in and hope you will join us on Tuesday, August 23rd for our first live on Facebook at 7 o'clock p.m. on the Lighthouse page. The discussion recording will be posted to Blog Talk as a future episode, and we will be doing one question readings via the comment feed on the live video. We invite you to tune in to the weekly shows on the Sacred Embers Network. We have Angel Answers on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Then on Sundays at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific time, is Enter the Light. Check out the Sacred Embers group on Facebook and give a like or follow to the new Lighthouse page for future live shows on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. We are not medical nor mental health professionals, so please seek health care from your professional doctors. On-air readings are only snippets of what the teams are able to provide, and if you would like to book an in-depth reading with one of our hosts, please contact direct or via the Sacred Embers website. May the light in us continue to shine to the light in you as you journey through the seas of life. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.